for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. The president is engaging in a very public feud with Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
This was an Obama judge.
He was angry that another one of his immigration policies was put on hold by a federal judge out of the Ninth Circuit. And then a sudden rebuke in a statement from Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who said there's no such thing as an Obama judge. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe once taught Justice Roberts.
He's a very careful, thoughtful, reserved guy. But like any human being, he's got his limits. And I think that this president exceeded them.
Undeterred, the president tweeted that the Ninth Circuit has become a dumping ground for lawyers looking for easy wins. Justice Roberts is a conservative judge who was appointed to the high court by President George W. Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I've told you about MyPillow a lot, but in case you've been living under a rock, here's the story. MyPillow stays cool. It keeps its shape all night long. No more waking up in the middle of the night to flip over to the cool side of the pillow. It maintains its shape. You can wash it. You can dry it. It's like new again. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and that did come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but if you buy one through our special offer, you have up until March 1st to return your pillow if you're not absolutely in love with it. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention promo code USA. Or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use promo code USA. A guarantee till March 1st? Where else are you going to get that?
Today I'm broadcasting in Chico, California, where the rain has been pouring all day. The campfire is now no longer the biggest threat. At Enloe Hospital, there are so many evacuees that triage has become very difficult. The town of Paradise was a retirement community before it burned. My uncle worked with the school district, and he told me the schools are working to be able to accommodate all the students who have been displaced from the fire. All Butte County schools and hospitals will be impacted far into the future. It will take years for the infrastructure necessary to be put in place. NFL quarterback and Chico native Aaron Rodgers has given $1 million to create the Aaron Rodgers NorCal Fire Recovery Fund. Rodgers wrote on his Twitter feed, "All the money goes to a great organization for the immediate needs and recovery efforts for the campfire in Paradise. The death toll from the campfire currently stands at 83. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another magazine is going out of print. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Glamour magazine eliminating its regular monthly print issue soon, and the move's not unexpected. Last year, owners Condé Nast reduced Glamour's print frequency to 11 issues a year, down from 12. Last January, the company installed a digital journalist in Samantha Barry to be the magazine's new top editor. As the year ends, Barry tells The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "We're doubling down on digital." Barry adds the magazine might continue to publish special issues moving forward, including its annual Women of the Year Award and topical issues about money and power. The web magazine will remain free until further notice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon has been given the go-ahead by the White House for troops stationed along the U.S. southern border to use lethal force if they're threatened by any Central American migrant families. Military Times Pentagon Chief Tara Kopp explains the details.
Really the big thing here is that it also expands the authorities that troops would have while operating on U.S. soil. It allows them to get involved in detention of people and allows them to do seizure.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. Broadcasting in Chico for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.